some problems. It's about that time we get to working on.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On college campuses across the country, the protests continue.
We want to feel supported by our institution, and we want to feel like they're meeting us.
Students demonstrating against Israel's war with Hamas, demanding their schools divest from Israel. Columbia University's president says talks have broken down with protest leaders and the school is not going to divest from its investments. Other students at schools across the country tell ABC,
I support the right for people to protest always, as they should have. I think it brings in a lot of outside antagonists.
There's a new push for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Talks are in progress in Cairo, Egypt. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the region. No testimony today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. It resumes tomorrow. And the cleanup's underway in Oklahoma after the weekend's damaging tornadoes that killed four people in the state and injured at least 100. This is ABC News. Three members of law enforcement are expected to recover after being wounded during a standoff that lasted for hours in Louisiana.
Matthew Landers knew he had outstanding warrants for an attempted murder and armed robbery on Sunday morning.
Some innocent people pulled up at the house. He thought it was police and fired upon them.
Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe Lupinto says a SWAT team was sent and Lathers wounded three officers until
one of our snipers was able to return fire on him and take him out at that point in time.
The injured officers and the two civilians hurt in the initial shooting are recovered. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The civil trial begins today in Hawaii after a military fuel tank leaked in 2021, fouling the drinking water in Pearl Harbor. Trial involves 17 families out of the thousands who say they've been affected by issues, including seizures and asthma. And the Mona Lisa could be on the move. Several stories in Paris about discussions at the Louvre to possibly move the painting to a room of its own because nearly 20,000 people try to see it each day. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Emergency room doctors say they're worried about their ability to care for pregnant patients who need abortions out of medical necessity. Dr. Polly Wiltz is an emergency medicine resident.
We are putting ourselves at risk for allowing people who do not have medical training to pick and choose which procedures can and cannot be applied in the emergency department.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether patients have access to emergency room abortions in states that have banned abortions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Attention Park Falls Water Utility customers. The Park Falls Water Utility will be flushing water mains starting Monday, April 22nd through Friday, May 3rd. Please be advised that you will experience discolored water, low water pressure, or you may even temporarily be without water. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause anyone. Thank you for your cooperation. Again, this will be occurring Monday, April 22nd through Friday, May 3rd.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers face the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Tampa Bay Rays tonight at AmFam Field. Their crew losing 15-5 yesterday to the Yankees. New York's Anthony Rizzo with his 300th career home run. How did the Brewers starter Tobias Myers do? Pat Murphy.
He's got five major league innings under his belt, and he did his job. He got us to our one-inning relievers in a 5-5 game. Yes, they hit some balls hard. He did his job.
The Brewers' Jake Bowers with a three-run homer. Then in the ninth, had to move from first base to the mound to pitch the final three outs. NFL, the Packers drafting 11 new players, 6 on defense, 5 on offense. Rookie minicamp coming up next weekend. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 125-113. Damian Lillard and Giannis were out. What about Chris Middleton's ankle or Patrick Beverley's rib injury?
I don't know. I don't even want to know. I have not talked to our medical guys because I want to have some good news for about 5 minutes.
Mets Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, baseball from Friday, Drummond beats Mellon 18-17. It was Stratford beating the Phillips baseball squad 17-0. Auburndale, a winner over Prentice 4-2. Softball action from Friday had Shawamigan edging Newman Catholic by a score of 2-1. Stratford beat Phillips 16-0. Butternut Mercer, a winner over Prentice 13-8. Auburndale, a winner over Rib Lake 10-4. And it was Medford softball Friday beating Rhinelander 11-1. Saturday baseball, Prentice beat Mellon 15-5. Lakeland a winner over, they win over Merrill 3-2. Softball from Saturday, Lakeland played a couple of games against Eau Claire, beating Eau Claire Memorial 2-1. North wins the other one 18-2. And in boys tennis, the Washington County Division 1 invite held. Lakeland competing there. And it was Mike Rimp finishing second in number 3 singles, and Jack Stepek finishing third in number 2 singles for the Lakeland boys tennis team. Weather update now brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy today with a few off and on sprinkles throughout the day. Our high near 50 this afternoon. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, little patchy fog. Our low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with some late day and nighttime thunderstorms. Warmer too with a high tomorrow near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Thing you know, you save money like never before. Just spit it all that tourist.
Really cool station. 98Q Country.
Yeah.
Country.
at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
This one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. The dog.
windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Justin Lynch has a new song called Chevrolet at 98Q Country. I forgot two birthdays earlier. So happy birthday. If this is a special day for you on this 29th of April, Michael Ray, country artist, celebrates with you. He's 36 today. Andre Agassi, tennis legend. And been married to Steffi Graf for a long time. Long time. He's 54. Today. He was once married to Brooke Shields, too. Uma Thurman, she got a Best Supporting Actress Oscar nomination for Pulp Fiction back in 1995, has done a lot of others. Uma is 54 today. Richard Raines, the Perfect Stranger country group singer, 59. Stephanie Bentley, songwriter, 61. Michelle Pfeiffer, she got a couple of Best Actress Oscar nominations for The Fabulous Baker Boys and I Love and Love Field. 66 for Michelle Pfeiffer today, not pronounced as spelled last name. There's a P in there. Daniel Day-Lewis. He became the Oscars' first three-time Best Actor winner when he took home the award for Lincoln in 2013. He's 67 today, Daniel Day-Lewis. Kate Mulgrew, the actress from Commander Janeway. Oh, she played Commander Janeway on Star Trek Voyager. Ooh, sorry. Don't insult Star Trek or Star Wars fans at any point, Joel. Star Trek Voyager's Commander Janeway. Kate Mulgrew, her real name, 69. Jerry Seinfeld, everybody has their own sense of humor, but for me, it's the greatest sitcom of all time. And I understand it. Whatever, if you don't think so. But it makes me laugh. It's one of those rare sitcoms you can just keep watching over and over. Just Seinfeld's on, I'll watch it. What's this one about? Oh, I love that one. And then you start quoting lines from it. Jerry Seinfeld is still doing stuff. He's a car collector, TV icon, and he's doing, Comedians in Cars with Coffee. Is that him that does that? He's doing some online stuff. Dale Earnhardt, the NASCAR great, he passed in a crash during the final lap of the Daytona 500 back in 01. His son, Dale Earnhardt Jr., followed in his footsteps and became a two-time Daytona winner. Ralph is his real first name. Dale is his middle name. Ralph Dale Earnhardt. Wayne Seacrest, the Confederate Railroad bassist, is 74. Dwayne Allen from the Oak Ridge Boys is 81. There's only four Oak Ridge Boys, but it seems like they have birthdays like every week for some reason. Is there more that I don't know? I don't know. Dwayne Allen is 81. We mentioned this earlier. Willie Nelson, the country music Hall of Famer, actor. He was in Honeysuckle Rose, and just a music legend. And he is 91, a very strong proponent. He smokes marijuana, and he has made no bones about it. And he's living to be 91, so take that however you want. Ike Everly, the father of Don and Phil, was a bluegrass star. He was born in 1908. He passed on this day in 1975.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by J.C. Builders and Phillips since 1980, building custom homes for 30 years. They work hard to deliver the end product in a cost-efficient and timely manner, while still providing a quality, innovative custom product.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Yo, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing. Yeah, we can be some history in the making, girl, tonight might be your last time. Lonely, it could be your last coming in here, drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we can be some history in the making, girl, tonight might be.
98QCountry.com.
Take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know.
wish you a happy birthday, Penny. So hope you have had a belated great day. It was this past Friday. Had a chance to spend some time down in Wisconsin Dells this past weekend. I love being in touristy places during the off season. My wife and I have found joy in that. Wisconsin Dells, this is the off season. Literally, you know, driving down the main drag in Wisconsin Dells, and most of you have been there, and the summertime is just crazy busy, people everywhere, kids everywhere, swimming suits, all that stuff, and here basically you're just kind of, you're all alone, there's nobody around. It was wonderful. And spent a little time at the Ho-Chunk Casino. There is where we had a tournament this past weekend. What a beautiful place that is. If you guys go there, you don't even have to gamble, just go in. There's a beautiful atrium with a scenic rock thing going on there. It's pretty cool, that Ho-Chunk thing in Baraboo. So had a good weekend, and I hope you did too. We've got everything's kind of pointing toward more cloudy and rainy days than sunny and dry. Tomorrow might be the best day of the week. We're not giving up on today. They might still get that track meet in today. Down in Abbotsford, because rain chances are supposed to kind of taper off later in the day. It's just still going to be wet out there, but if it's not raining, you can usually make it work. 43 is what we're at, 57 the high today. Tomorrow and Wednesday have the least chances of rain of any of the next five or six, right through Saturday. I mean, today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all 70% or more chance of rain. But tomorrow, definitely the best day of the week with some sunshine, although they're saying more clouds than sun. It doesn't feel too bad out there. As long as that wind just doesn't whoop around. Man, with that wind blowing, it just makes it hard to do stuff outside. 43 right now. We're on our way to 57 today. We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to talk a little bit about maybe that big summer trip you got coming up. Getting that car ready to go, Pete. We got some good promotions to get that car ready, right?
Absolutely. You know, the winter weather didn't show up, but the roads are still the same. So they put wear and tear on your car, but we got some great deals going on right now.
All right. So get that car in there, all kinds of promotions. And you got to get that oil change, a very affordable $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're home with a $39.95 oil change. Plus, the promotion right now is you get 15% over $100 on your service ticket.
All right, 15% off anything over $100. And that oil change, Pete, comes with a complete inspection with that too. So if there is anything rattling or anything, you guys will check that out, right?
Correct.
All right, $39.95 oil change. Great promotions at Wheelway in Fifield. Get your car serviced, ready for the summertime. How can they do that, Pete? Give you a call down there?
Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Wheelway Highway 13, Fifield, just south of Park Falls.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Land of light, kissing me like molasses, flowing sweet. Mm-hmm.
just right. She's an endless all your summer. Yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time.
Country. Hey, Weather Shield Windows and Doors are hiring right here in Park Falls. General production jobs, they start at $18 to $21.25 an hour. Skilled and leader jobs at $19.25 to $25 an hour. Weather Shield, they are they offer the full benefit package with paid vacations, holidays, 401k match. Those referred eligible for a $1,500 bonus. You can apply online. It's easy. Careers at weathershield.com. Careers at weathershield.com. Or call them at 762-3834, extension 3. Weathershield Manufacturing is an equal opportunity employer. They're flushing the hydrants this week, still in Park Falls, so just be conscious of that. You know, the water pressure and stuff could vary with all that. The folks at Pioneer Financial are doing something special for those who are losing their jobs at Geldwin and Hawkins. And they're doing an absolutely free, no obligation seminar, just talking about, you know, after a job loss, what to do, the financial side of it. And they're doing sessions Thursday, Friday, Saturday down in Hawkins. If you have any questions or are interested, give them a call at Pioneer Financial Services at 715-748-3231. New featured pet of the week in for Catkins. Let's see here. I'm just looking at this for the first time. Oh, it's a nice little puppy. His name is Lewis. Lewis is a 1 to 2 year old mixed breed dog, neutered, ready to go, about 70 pounds. Lewis was brought to them as an unclaimed stray. He's just a little sweetheart and a very loving boy. Check out Lewis and all the other cats and dogs. Even if you're not in the market for a cat or dog, just going to catkinsrescue.org and looking at all the cats and dogs is fun, and knowing that their homes are just right around the corner. Great facility, catkinsrescue.org. Okay, all right. What are some of the headlines? Before we depart ways, what are some of the headlines we're keeping an eye on today? 40 people perished when a dam collapsed in western Kenya. That happened this morning. Wow. For the first time since the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month, a container vessel was able to sail into that port. So that's good. Day off today for the Trump trials and all that stuff. It looks like Trump and DeSantis might be teaming up now. They're meeting today. It's got Vice President written all over it. A running mate anyway. So those are some of the headlines. It's Willie Nelson's birthday today. This would be a cloudy, drippy day and should dry up later, after supper or so, probably drying off. And then tomorrow may end up being a dry day, too. Hoping our area teams can get their baseball, softball, track meet in down in Abbotsford today. John St. John is going to come in next from 10 to 2. We got Greg Gunderson in from 2 until Brewer time. Time of the Brewer is going to do this today. What do we got? A 6:05 pregame. The Brewers and the Tampa Bay Rays at AmFam Field. We'll have it for you tonight. Hope your Monday is a great one. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning.
Elk River Custom Rods and Outfitters are proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsors and have gear to fit the whole family, from Carhartt hats, gloves, socks, and performance fishing wear by hook, gills, and reels. Logger United Sports Boosters, community driven.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why don't we even
try? I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could.
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
For those of you affected by the Geldwin closing, the team at Pioneer Financial Consultants, Inc. would like to extend an invitation for you to join them at their upcoming workshops, all held at their Hawkins location, 625 Ellingson Avenue. This will be an opportunity preparing for your next chapter to make smart financial choices after a job loss. The team at Pioneer Financial Consultants designed this workshop to help you navigate through this unexpected event and provide you with education and information. There is no cost and no obligation. Spouses and or significant others are welcome to attend. Workshops are being offered Thursday, May 2nd at 1 p.m., Friday, May 3rd at 3 p.m., and Saturday, May 4th at 10 a.m. Light refreshments will be served. Due to limited seating, please call 715-748-3231 to reserve your seat. Pioneer Financial Consultants, here today to help you financially secure tomorrow. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A damp and dreary day, stuck under mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty showers. Winds are a bit breezy and highs today climb to the upper 50s. Good news, though, sunshine on tap for tomorrow and warmer temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
That's my station. 98Q Country.